It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome on in, and it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494, live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half. So much to get into, and it's a special day here for Birds at the Half, all benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. We'll be here, guest bartending later on, show all day. Great guest with us. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, it's not cool to throw people under the bus on your way out the door, but it is fun. It's not cool.
is that a Sixers take?
Yeah. No. Well, it's a Sixers take. It could be a Jets take. It could be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we were just talking about it. You were telling me this morning. I didn't know Joe Douglas telling on everybody.
Yeah, all the dirty
is
laundry's
he really?
Coming out.
Yeah, he's telling on everybody.
Apparently, the owner wanted to bench Rodgers in September, and he stopped him. So, yeah, that's a mess. You know, it is – sometimes, Hugh, I'm glad you said this. It's nice to know that it's not just teams here that are a mess, right?
Yeah.
The Jets are a mess. There's lots of messes in sports.
No, let's – you mean the Sixers.
Well, that's what
leave,
I mean, yeah.
You know, some other teams that are not a mess.
Oh, the Sixers are
utterly dysfunctional out of it.
At least we don't have – and Rhea joins us alongside John Richard.
Sorry, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
At least we don't have a mess with the Eagles. We have a good football team. Welcome in, everyone. 215-592-9494 to join us. Well, I'm just focusing on what I can see. And
no,
I see,
I'm just saying that, you know.
Well, that last year, you're right. It wasn't a great team under the surface. They fell apart. I don't expect that this year. So we have an 8-2 football team. And, Hugh, it feels like, as we welcome Rhea and John Richie. And, Rhea, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's usually Thursday. And I just want to point out, Hugh does not guest bartend. Hugh stands behind the bar and drinks. I'd like to point that
out. That's what I figured.
Yeah. So I did this last year.
Yeah,
so.
Make sure everyone knows that when they come out today.
Yeah, because I don't, you know what I mean?
He's not serving you any drinks.
Nah.
John, how you doing today?
Super. Really super.
You know what?
I'm a fan of you guys.
We're a fan of you guys.
I'm a fan of the Midday Show. I listen to you guys all the time. So
I'm a fan of you, buddy.
It's sort of titillating to be sitting here.
You want the other piece? You want the other half of my sandwich? You can have it.
John, be honest.
You do want
yes,
it, John.
Yeah, it's
you
messed up,
it.
Man, because you no. know I want that.
I know, and you can have it.
No, because now I know that you're sacricing
no,
it. You want it.
First
no,
of all,
hold
listen.
On, hold on. You just sat down with that beautiful sandwich, and you knew that it was kind of messed up the way I was eyeing it
no,
and
no,
salivating over
John, you were like in love
it.
With that
no,
sandwich.
No, but John, your family, and if I have something, it's like yours. And plus, that's the second sandwich I've had, to be totally honest.
Oh, really?
So that's like,
well,
you
then
know,
I
it's
feel
not
better.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, like again, if
this
I offer it to you,
is unbelievable.
It's not. Yeah, it is, man.
It's a breakfast cheesesteak.
Yeah, we're at Chicken and Pizza, and you know they do a great job of feeding us every time we're here. So
man.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to the sandwich, man. And your family.
I'll think about
it. Look at this. Look at
I
this nice moment
that.
To start.
Two teammates.
Hey, you know
along.
What? I'm an even bigger fan of the Midday Show now.
Because
you guys
we feed
supply
you.
Me with food stuffs and things.
Well, yeah,
thank
man,
you.
We're family.
We're happy to have you guys for this hour. A lot to get into here. And John, you said a word there that I want to start with. You said the word super. Because if you had said to me, Joe, we're going to do this show, you know, in the middle of November, right before Thanksgiving, Eagles at the Half show, what would the theme be? If you said this to me in September, I would have never said Super Bowl or bust because they were 2-2. They looked like it was an extension of the end of last year. Sirianni's job was a conversation every week. Jalen didn't look right. It just looked like a mess. And they haven't lost since. John, this team has not lost a game since the bye week.
They played some medium teams.
They have. Or bad teams.
Medium.
To be medium
fair.
Or bad.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
medium,
fair.
Medium.
Yeah,
medium
fair.
And bad.
Fair.
And medium. And
yeah, that's fair. But they have
but
won
okay.
six in a row. So
yep.
here is the
that's
question.
That's not easy. Because most teams lose to bad teams
they trip up
every
sometimes.
Once in a while. And
any given Sunday.
We might lose to a bad team at some point. Maybe.
Maybe.
You never know. It is impossible to be truly and totally consistent when you've got guys getting hurt week to week. And just you never know. You never know.
You're right about that. But they've set a good baseline, right? 6 wins in a row. They're 8-2.
Yes, we are
atop
in a good
the division.
Spot.
They're in a very good spot. So here's the question I now have on my mind. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? Have they done enough to where it's going to be
I thought
exceedingly,
that was every year.
Well, yes, but in reality. In reality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are some years where you say,
yeah, we don't have a chance.
We hope. Yeah. But and then there are some years where it's like, man, they better win the Super Bowl this year. They have a rare kind of roster that doesn't come around every year. We'll start with you. We'll go down the line here. John Ritchie, is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
I'm wondering if there's something wrong with my brain. And
yes.
Well, we all wonder that.
Because yeah. I do pretty consistently think that that's the way you view football. Like, you're playing.
No, as you're talking
like
about as a player.
What they're asking us to do.
You're talking as a player.
Why
yes,
would we do that if it wasn't going to put us in a position
John,
to go win a
Super Bowl? John, we're talking about reality.
As a fan. No, John, some of our callers say that every time I bring this up. They say, well, every year I think we can win the Super Bowl. And I'm like,
no,
all right.
No, it's
but,
not.
But come on. Like, there are some years where the team isn't very good, right? Or some years the team is very average. This year the team is now quite mm-hmm. good. Is it now a year where they in your mind, they have to win the Super Bowl? Is it Super Bowl or bust? Like, the Phillies just had World Series or bust, right? We were all so down because we knew they should have done more and they blew it. Do you feel like we have that kind of Eagle season?
I have felt that we should be focused on winning in the postseason and going to the Super Bowl potentially this year all along. But now especially, that we're more than halfway through, it's clear that we're the second best team in the NFC. That means by the end of the season, maybe we'll be the first best team
could
in the
be.
NFC. And if that's the case, we got a great shot at this thing. We have a very realistic chance to win a world championship. So yes, it is Super Bowl or bust. But maybe I'm not a good person to ask. I do believe that we have a better chance to go and have a chance, maybe, than you do.
So I think they have a really good chance. I'll go next because you kind of set me up. And then we'll go to Rhea and we'll go to Hugh. I think they have a really good chance to win the Super Bowl. I like this team. This defense is playing super well. They have a great back, great offensive line. They're the favorite to win their division. Like, it's all there, kind of the way you set it up, John. I mean, a two seed feels like where their floor is, right? It's a one or a two seed if they just take care of business down the stretch. But I like
our chances against this incredibly scary Lions team,
too. I think
too.
They have a chance.
We have a chance against them. And by the way, that 49ers team that everyone seems to think is, so untouchable.
They're down.
Man, they are looking awful. I don't care that they're getting their running back, their offensive line.
They're going
a
through
problem.
A Super Bowl hangover. Yeah, they are. But that all being said, I don't view this as a Super Bowl or bust year because I view this as having a runway now. Like, I don't think this is it for this group. They're not old. They have a very young defense. I think they're going to have just as good, if not better, of a chance next year and maybe the year after that.
Maybe.
Like, when I think of Super Bowl or bust, I think if they don't do it now, it might never happen for this group. And I think this is
Now you're complicating this.
No.
What are you doing?
Super Bowl or bust means if they don't win it, it's a colossal disappointment.
So you're saying if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's okay?
Okay is not the right word.
But I'm never going there.
The Phillies losing was a bust. If the Eagles get to the NFC title game this year, I will have optimism that they're going to get back next year, win the whole thing. This whole defense is young, right? With Quinion and with Cooper DeJean.
We have one of the best. Yes.
Yeah, very few free agents on the offensive side. Almost
You've
no one of known.
Love the lean nature of the way it's built on
that side.
Yes,
I think they've got something now that could sustain. 2 years ago, it felt like, man, that was a bunch of mercenaries. They were about to leave. They were older on defense.
And now we're young and sustainable for a couple of years on the defensive side. And we saw the Kansas City Chiefs do something with this sort of construction in their secondary, by the way.
They did.
And they went and won a Super Bowl against us. Against us.
They did. All right,
we watched this work.
John says it's a Super Bowl or bust year now. I don't think so because I think they've got a good runway to go with a young team. Hugh, where are you at this morning? Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
Oh, it's always been a Super Bowl bust season for me. And I know this might sound kind of crazy, but even my first year with the New York Jets, I felt like it was a Super Bowl or bust season.
That was
insanity. Yeah, it gets better.
Who was your quarterback?
Second year felt the same way.
Who'd you have? Neil Second O'Donnell year. And
yeah, because
Bobby
Neil O'Donnell. But see that's why
Neil O'Donnell was a Super Bowl quarterback.
He was coming
off
of a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
he got picked off like six times,
and he had a loaded Steelers team carrying him.
Why y'all messing up my?
He couldn't carry you to
Neil O'Donnell, man. He was good.
Why y'all killing my dream,
John? It's John's fault.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's the premise every year, and I know that as a fan. See, this is where I feel like. Me and John, especially, we straddle the fence a little bit because we're straddling the fence from being a former player and that mentality and the fandom that we share with everybody. Because as a fan, you're looking at it and you look at the roster, you're looking at the team, you're like, they don't look like they're going to be that good. The quarterback was da-da-da-da-da last year.
What is that? That's a funny – is that the old man voice?
Yeah, it's like,
old Hugh over here.
And so you look at that, yes. But then you look at, and I understand what Joe's saying. I understand the perspective that Joe's coming from because Joe's looking at it like we got a young secondary, and they're growing and they're playing well. Hell, Kansas City had a young secondary, and I know before you say it, Joe. Oh, we ain't got Patrick. I know we ain't got Patrick.
We don't, or Andy Reid.
I knew he was going to do that. But still, that's the dream. That's the hope.
Yeah.
And every year.
Cheap cornerbacks who can actually hold up. If you ask them to hold up in man, they might be able to do it over
and,
there.
And every week.
And they're only a rookie.
And I will say this. Every week that we've seen them play, and they played against some pretty good receivers, they've held their own.
Mm-hmm.
So the better they – the more they play and the better they get, the more comfortable I feel with Eastbound and Down and making it to Louisiana, making it to Bucky's, getting some Bucky's beef jerky and all the other t-shirts.
I had a friend who just went through to Bucky's and got them.
Rhea, it's an experience. It's a phenomenon.
I've heard.
Hey, did you guys ever try to do arm wrestling where you used both arms and you just used one?
Where'd that come from?
I'm just sizing it up.
Listen.
I think you might still be able to win.
Oh, I think you would, too. Yeah. I mean, let's be real.
Like, this is, like, we think alike, but that was weird right there, though. That was a little different.
I think you could win.
He would win. Of course he would.
That was a
little
different. Using both arms.
I get the premise.
You're using your whole upper body, and I think Hugh would win.
Me and John on the same wavelength.
Well, of course.
I just try to. Honing in just a
your
little
actual
bit more.
Teammates that carries a different
it
kind
does.
Of you know
it does.
Gravitas.
Rhea, where do you come down on this? Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season?
No, but I will offer a different caveat than what you've offered. I think they have to get to the NFC Championship game, and I think if they get to the NFC Championship game, and it's here, I think it's a huge. Obviously, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, that changes the equation.
It changes. Well, and I just happened. Just for whatever reason, probably because I was bored, I went through the Lions' schedule. And their schedule is not entirely easy, the last seven games. Four of their games, they've got the Packers. Let me put my glasses on here.
They play the
Packers,
Bills.
The Bills, the 49ers, and
Minnesota.
And Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's the last game of the year. That could be irrelevant.
Sure.
So I kind of left them out of there. The Eagles' toughest games we know, Rams, Ravens, Steelers. So, I mean, there's still an avenue here for – now, it would be really helpful if the Lions lost to the Packers.
That would help a lot, since the Eagles
beat them. But I think there's still an avenue here. I think, though, they absolutely have to win a round. And I'm just feeling like it should be the end of – these are the two best teams in the NFC.
It does as feel of right like now, it's separating.
As of right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? I'm glad you said that, Rhea, because as the season changes, expectations change, right? Like at 2-2, if I said Super Bowl or bust, everyone but these guys would have laughed at me. Like we just wanted them to be decent. And now they've gone on to win six in a row. And you're right. If they get home field advantage in the title game or they're the number one
seed. You take them out of that dome, I mean, it's huge.
You take Goff and you put them outside
and
in the cold.
And it's going to be cold. Yeah.
Exactly. And here, my favorite thing will be, and I'm not exactly Sirianni's biggest fan, but can you imagine the national media's head exploding the thought of who they have to pick which coach they like better?
Sirianni or Campbell?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Because they're both lunatics.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. It'll be very funny.
It would. It absolutely would. 215-592-9494. All right, so when you say Super Bowl or bust, John, Like, do you view this as the type of season like 2 years ago? Because I felt Super Bowl or bust 2 years ago. I thought the Eagles were the best team.
I felt Super Bowl or bust this season, last season.
But last season they weren't that good. They weren't that good last year.
Again, what are you doing if not trying to go win a Super Bowl?
But you're trying. But
I don't understand.
John, they had an epic collapse. There was no chance they were winning the Super Bowl. Everybody knew it in the second half. Yeah.
And they just didn't feel
didn't
like
know
last
that
year.
In the second half.
When the
I
Niners,
thought we'd still have a chance to go win a Super Bowl.
But when the Niners came in here and beat the crap out of us.
I didn't know that that would somehow decode our team or something.
They slapped us around still, pretty good.
They did.
What was that? I don't know. Like,
that was a come to Jesus moment. You had to go back and reevaluate everything that you held truthful.
It's a meltdown.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, but I have
what
a question.
Was real after
I have
that?
A question for you guys because I wasn't here. I had just got here on the tail end of that season. What was it about that 2022? Wait a minute, did I say it right?
Yeah, 2020.
You got it.
They were crushing people.
They dominated.
I mean,
early.
it was literally they were dominating.
But going
people.
Into that season, because I think wasn't that Jalen's first year actually
second.
Starting
second
year starting?
Yeah, second.
So I know what you mean, like as the season progressed. But
was
going
that the
into
first
the
year
season,
with AJ?
It was second year in the same offense with Steichen.
Yes,
first year with AJ.
So they were just dominating people. I mean, and honestly, going into the Super Bowl. I think most people thought they were going to beat the Chiefs.
Okay. Oh, they were the favorite. Yeah,
they were the favorite.
And I remember that week because I was out in Arizona and one night taking calls, like people thought they were going to blow the Chiefs out.
Yeah.
Like, the best way I could frame it is, too, they were kind of like the Lions are right now. They were blowing the doors off of Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That felt to me like a Super Bowl or bust kind of year. This one feels.
Imagine.
Go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off, man. That was year two of Steichen.
Yep.
Imagine year three. I mean, this is year three of Ben Johnson in Detroit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is year three of Jared Goff, who I always thought was just marginal. You know, he's been around now long enough.
And he's
and
had
he's
a pretty good career.
Yeah. That he can function and he can get the ball where it needs to go. And if you've got someone like Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. who is a brilliant offensive coordinator who's going to put everyone in the best position at all times in the run game and the pass game and the protection game, every way you can possibly scheme, and the motion game and the personnel game. This guy is creative on top of creative, and he loves to run the football, and he loves to do crazy creative stuff with the football. My gosh, it's no wonder every team in the NFL wants this guy when every season ends, but he keeps saying, nope, you know what? We got something
he's comfortable.
Left to do here in Detroit.
He's comfortable
so he's
going
to stick around there until they win a Super Bowl.
You might be right.
He's saying, so right now, imagine our quarterback in that kind of enviable situation, an offensive situation where he is that familiar a really smart coordinator.
That could be next year. Now, I'm not saying Kellen and Ben are the same, but if this staff sticks around, that's why I think that next year, this year is almost like a, wow, if they win the Super Bowl this year, it's awesome. Like, I didn't expect it, but I feel like it's not a Super Bowl or bust year because they're young. They don't have any free agents on offense. And this staff, John, could be around. I mean, unless someone poaches Kellen Moore as a head coach, which maybe, but I would say probably not.
Kellen Moore trying to get a head coach.
He probably is, but there's a real chance he's here next year.
But I think it's very possible he does the Ben Johnson.
I don't know.
I'm going to stay true to my guy.
You think Kellen Moore's out of here after this season?
That's why, for me, it's always Super Bowl or bust, because people want to establish their own legacy. And Kellen Moore, to me.
That's very possible.
Seems to me like he's the guy.
Of dollars, Joe Giglio.
Saying he wouldn't want it. I'm just not sure he's going to get a job this offseason. Oh, of course he wants it.
Think about it like this, Joe. When he was in Dallas, he was pressing Mike McCarthy for the head coaching job so much
they got him out.
That they got his ass out of there. Because he was a young, up-and-coming Thundercat that felt like his way was the best way. And even if I'm not mistaken, there were even stories being told about how Mike McCarthy, apologize if I get it wrong, but Mike McCarthy was upset about the way that he called plays to that effect.
Yeah, he thought he didn't run the ball enough or ran the ball too much.
He almost wanted to run the score up instead of playing
He was one of the absolute hottest names out there for a head coaching job.
He interviewed with the Eagles when Sirianni got it, right?
Makes it kind of weird.
That's why, for me, it's like a Super Bowl or bust year, because these things change like the wind blows. And if he comes in here and he gets us a Super Bowl win and he moves on, I'm okay with that. And that's how you have to think about it, because the NFL, all, you know, everybody talk about no fun league, but it also stands for not for long.
Well, that is for sure. Now, that is
And it's
clear.
very, very rare that you have a coordinator, a hot coordinator, like the one that they have in Detroit, that doesn't have that mercenary mentality. Think about that for a minute. They have a group that he doesn't have that. Coaches switch teams every year, every time there's an opportunity. Look at the coaches we had.
The only one that's kind of similar is when McDaniels would stick around with Belichick, right?
Yeah.
Almost had the Colts job. He said no. So we'll see what happens there. Look, this Eagles team is good. They have a real chance to win the whole thing. I just don't view this year right now as Super Bowl or bust. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Broadcasting all day at Chickie's at Pizza South Philly for Birds Death, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. We got 50% off all crab fries purchased here today. 50% of all crab fries purchased today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Like
raffle ticket items on site, including a 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autographed merchandise, WIP studio sit-ins, and more. To enter, you must be on site. Come on down, Chickie's at Pete's in South Philly at 6 p.m. Very special guest bartending event with WIP hosts featuring Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, and more. Swoop and the cheerleaders will be with us as well. 215-592-9494. John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes with us here on the Midday Show this hour. All right, on the other side, your phone calls on this. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season? Plus, it's the final day of ComboCon, your chance to qualify. We'll tell you all about the big prize we're giving away. And we'll play something Darius Slay said yesterday that got us thinking about an interesting hypothetical. That's all next. Midday Show, live at Chickie's on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey. This is going to be such a fun trip. East bound and down, rolling up in trucker. Like true story, real. You don't know this, but every time before, like when I left Georgia.
Yes.
This was the song when I packed up my truck to move back up here. That's the first song that's playing.
Really?
Yes. And then the second song is by the Wu-Tang Clan called Daytona 500.
Because that's how fast you're going.
I didn't say that. But
yeah, I was thinking it.
But the song is called Daytona. Like, it's certain. Like, I have a playlist, a travel playlist.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of songs. But this is the song that starts the travel.
And it's become our unofficial or official yes. song on our bus trip to the Super Bowl when the Eagles
get
there.
So how many people will be on this bus?
Well, so this thing, I don't know if you know
they hijacked my trip, by the way.
Hugh had an idea that if the Eagles made the Super Bowl, him and Ike would drive there.
Yeah.
But we hijacked the idea, and now we want to take a bus trip of listeners.
I work with a bunch of bullies.
All the way to New Orleans.
That sounds awesome.
It sounds amazing. Toilet.
Yeah. We'll figure it out, Rio.
Oh, that's fine.
See,
I mean,
you can
hold it for some period of time. Yeah. It's a bus.
It turned into
a bus trip to New Orleans.
It turned into the Filthy 50.
Hey, the Filthy 50, yeah.
Have you guys ever taken a bus trip that far?
I took one from Philadelphia to North Carolina once.
Right. Oh, wow. That's about 12 hours.
Yeah, that's not easy.
It's probably only half of the ride to get to New Orleans.
It sucked, and I was like 16. I still remember it.
I've gone Mechanicsburg to Orlando in a bus.
Okay. Oh,
I've gone Memphis to
when
Harrisburg.
When I walk in Memphis.
Memphis to Harrisburg was also, I don't know, long.
15 hours?
Many, many
Because you
hours.
Stop at every
Felt
stop.
Day like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Greyhound you stop at stations. Every little podunk town.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, but you don't just go straight to where you're going. It's like a regular 4-hour trip is like a 15.
See, I have a better idea. What
so
you should
we,
do.
We could just not stop. We could take a bus or
Oh, look
or
at
whatever.
John Wee. Are you going?
Yes.
John wants
I want to. We'll get one.
We only got one bathroom, don't have to stop.
We can go wherever we want.
Here was the thought process. If we leave for Friday evening, right, after all our shows, but on the bye week before the Super Bowl, we'd get there by Monday to do our shows. Like, we'd have that whole weekend
to
travel.
How will we be when we got there?
Not great. Get an RV and you lead the caravan of people.
Oh.
But you travel in an RV.
I love this idea.
But that bus is going to be rowdy. We want to be on the bus with the people.
Not after about 5 hours.
I do. I would like to be on the bus.
All right, John, we'll reserve your spot. All right, today we're broadcasting at Chickies and Pizza Southfield for Birds. They have all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% of all crab fries purchased here today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation. Raffle tickets on site, including a 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autographed bird size, WIP studio sit-ins, and more. To enter, you must be on site. Come on down to Chickies and Peace today. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second, debating whether this is truly now a Super Bowl or bus season, which would get us to New Orleans in a bus. But, guys, I want to play this for you because Darius Slay said something, kind of caught my attention. I'm wondering if we're all in this headspace or is this a little premature? Darius Slay comparing this year's team to the team that won it 2 years ago. Or won
hey, last
NFC.
One for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team because of the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of like carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a tone setter. That's instead of just like the D-line, even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front. But you can see it's kind of like more balanced. It's not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way and we all just playing together.
All right, so Slay says this is more balanced. Let me throw this at you, John Ritchie.
We got more playmakers on this defense.
We do.
It's collectively.
Secondary.
Yes.
Yeah. You got
younger
two
secondary
segments. Yep. Like, if you divided it into three, you got the front, you got the mid, you know, the linebackers, and then you got the secondary. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense that two out of three are better than what they were when we went to the Super Bowl.
Pass rush was better then.
Yes.
It was, we don't have a Hassan Reddick. Yeah.
But what was totally screwed. The secondary are improved.
Completely screwed in the Super Bowl, negated by the field.
I mean, slippery field.
You know, you had,
everything.
What, 70 sacks? and then you're, you know, they employed motion against you and you were screwed against that secondary.
So who wins? 2022 Eagles play the 2024 Eagles? Because I think we'd agree across the board this defense is more balanced, right? That seemed like it makes sense. They have a better running back now than they did then. Offensive line is still very good.
This team can be better.
But there is one.
With Saquon Barkley.
There is, to that point,
he's the X factor.
Yeah,
I think
the addition.
We can be better this year than 2022.
There is one element that's different, though.
And Vic Fangio.
Yeah, over Gannon. I like that. I like that one. Would we say Steichen and Moore are washed, or Steichen's better?
Steichen was better for Jalen, I think.
So, well,
and
that
the
you,
second year of Steichen
you led
is
me
better
to that.
Than the first year
if
of Kellen Moore.
There is one thing different. The passing game was better 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was better. Mm. Jalen was better. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Well, maybe there's room for him to get better this season before we're postseason.
Well, that to me, that's the – if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, Rhea, I feel like that's the missing piece. Over the next 2 months, the passing game needs to clean up the mistakes. That's it.
If you're going to go toe-to-toe with the Lions, you're going to have to.
Yes.
Just because of how much – it's astonishing how much they're scoring.
33 and a half a game.
That doesn't mean that you have to score through the air if the Lions score through the air.
Yeah, well, you run the game to slow them down. So I do agree with that. But if you get into a shootout,
right.
You know, I need to know that he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, can the Eagles slow the game down and run it against Detroit? Yeah, but if the Lions jump out 14-0, we're going to have to throw the football. Like, that's my biggest concern right now, and maybe thing holding me back the most from saying Super Bowl or bust, is this passing game. It just feels sometimes like it's hard for them to throw the ball, and it shouldn't be hard to throw the ball.
Well, it just seems like the passing game just is slow. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Slow to start.
Because I'm thinking about it, and it just feels like initially it's disjointed at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then as the game progresses, it starts to get more fluid,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Because
you pump some runs in there, get the defense back on their heels.
We were talking
they're not
about
sure
it.
What's coming at them.
We were talking about it this morning, and it's hard to describe how I feel about this offense. And I think that's why it gives a lot of people anxiety. Because when you look at our offense compared to other teams' offense, it just feels like the first quarter, it feels like nobody knows what they exactly want to do.
Oh, there's more cursing done in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, it's
in the first half of games than anything.
It's the biggest lock every Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like you scratch your head.
The Rams struggled to score, though, in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They've been outscored 43 points. Worse than the – I was shocked that there were so many worse than
the
Eagles.
Well, then we better jump on them Sunday.
Yes.
Because obviously the rest of the game they can score.
I understand your apprehension about this team and not getting off to a fast start and talking about Detroit getting off to a 14-point lead. But I'm trying to think, who was the best defense that the Detroit Lions faced this year?
Minnesota.
Okay, we don't know. I don't have a measuring stick for us against that Minnesota defense.
What's the best defense we faced?
I would say
the Dallas had a decent line because they started off well.
Yeah.
Giants started off well.
They were pretty decent.
And the Commander, like they
Commodores were not
it,
bad.
It actually might be Green Bay.
I was thinking back, but and the Eagles should have scored 41
on
them.
They should have. And when's the next time we're going to see a really big-time defense? Pittsburgh? Like, we might not really have this answer till we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think the Ravens have a great defense.
No, I feel like it's probably Pittsburgh.
And here's the thing is, you want to see the passing game. You want to see it Sunday night. They give up more explosive plays than anybody else in the NFL. So if you would like to see a preview of what you could get out of this passing game, Sunday night would be a really nice time to do it.
I agree with that. That's the one thing, because everything else they got going now. This defense is figured out. Fangio's put his imprint on it. The young DBs, they just – and obviously the run game is excellent. They need to get the passing game going here, Hugh.
I will say this about this season, and that's why it's kind of hard to gauge what this Philadelphia Eagles team is because we look around the NFC, nobody's who we thought they were for the most part.
Except Detroit.
That's it.
Outside Detroit,
you
Minnesota.
Thought Green Bay was going to be better.
Minnesota.
Shocking.
Came out of nowhere. And it's like, wow, how do you measure? And then our defense.
Atlanta's been better than you thought.
The 49ers are worse than we thought.
And then on top of that, Rhea, we looked at our defense going into this season. And we were like, Vic Fangio is going to make a difference, but how much difference is he going to make? They've been much better, so much so that I know some idiot that was on the air for like weeks.
An idiot.
Talking about a stone cold moron. that was on the air for weeks talking about defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Rid of him?
I don't know. I think he still got a job.
We're trying. Yeah.
But no. And now you're sitting there, you're thinking
Does
about it.
Does that mean you thought our defense was luxurious?
No, it's not.
But it's like you have to give them their props. And it starts and the reason why I feel like the defense has gotten better is when you put Cooper DeJean out there on the field.
It's amazing what a difference it's made.
In the secondary, and now everybody's
got to shut down in Quinyon, and you got Cooper who shut it down
physical.
In the slot.
So much so that when you watch him play, he starts to make like simple tackles look easy.
Yeah.
Like they don't look. It doesn't look complicated for him.
Well, the one he made on Jamar Chase
that's
scrimmage.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Jamar Chase is impossible to take down, and he just took
him out. He's not a small guy.
The following week, he had, like, 228 yards, Jamar Chase. But against him, he had nothing.
It's incredible.
And Cooper's not a small guy.
No, he is not.
He's not a – like, we get that, you know –
It's deceiving. Confused. You look at him because he's such a baby face. You think he's 12.
I really like the exciting whites. I really, really do.
I knew you would love the exciting whites.
Did you see the T-shirts?
But I like the internal rhyme there.
Exciting whites.
That's called assonance. Yes. That's like Eminem's really good at that.
That's what you are.
Assonance. Yes. Internal rhyme.
WIP is assonance. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what are you thinking, buddy?
Well, real quick, the key to the one bathroom in a bus thing is knowing where all the rest stops are. So
yeah,
you
just
gotta plan it out.
You can hold it.
As a truck driver, I have them all listed on every highway that I get.
Very
on,
so. Smart.
This is why we keep you around, Jeff, for logistics.
Yeah. How do you qualify as an exciting white? You just have to be white
and exciting. Yeah,
and exciting.
You're an exciting white.
I don't think I was exciting.
You're an interesting white.
Yes, John is an interesting white.
You're interesting.
There is a difference. You're right, because I wasn't exciting.
You throw it
his way, and then it's like,
When your head was bleeding, it was exciting.
I guess, yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
We keep chipping away at this guy that's talking about defense is a luxury. He's still hanging in there, but.
That guy right there, man.
What a joke. I mean, that guy's
never going to learn.
Okay, so, Joe, when you say Super Bowl or bust, I initially said yes, but then Kyle talked me out of it. Because.
Badgering the witnesses.
That is a terrible producer.
No, he's good. He's a great producer. Because
Kyle's an idiot.
It's not Super Bowl this year or we're done. This team's got a 2 or 3, maybe even a 4-year window with the once they sign Saquon, I'm like, all right, we're definitely this is it. Like we should be going to the Super Bowl. Because as a competitor, you always think you're going to, but then halfway through the year you realize you're not talented enough, but that's not this case.
Jeff, in the offense, you mentioned Saquon. There's not one player that they don't have under contract next year that's of note. Like, everybody's back next year. Now,
Zach Bond,
on the defensive side. Bond and Sweat are the two, and Milton Williams.
I wanted them to sign him to an extension mid-game
Bond.
last Thursday.
They can't let him get away. we can't do the roulette thing linebacker again. Just re-sign.
No.
But for the most part, like, of their 22 starters, 19 are under contract next year, so they should have a run next year again.
And that's the surprise of this year to me is how good this defense has come together recently in the first 10 games or whatever. Like, I didn't expect them to be that good, but they are. And you don't have to worry about Fangio leaving after this year, I don't think.
Because he's old.
Not going to go to a head coach. Yeah, he's not going to.
I agree.
He's Jim Johnson.
This feels like his last stop. Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's not a bust, but I do expect them the way the league has laid out this year, the way everyone's playing. I do expect them to get to the Super Bowl, and I think they can beat the Lions. I can't see them not beating them. And you're right. I think
you've seen the Lions dominate. I mean, if the Lions get out in front of anybody, they can hurt you.
It
did help their opponents that their best pass rusher went down with a broken leg. But I don't know. You add Za'Darius Smith. He looks like
it'll
he's
be
fitting
interesting
right
going.
In.
They did lose their linebacker. Is it Alvarone?
Anzalone.
But it's a broken arm, and he'll be back in six weeks.
Yeah, so when we see him. Yeah, they'll be back. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, guys, we do have Combo-Con here set up.
Combo-Con!
Can we get to Combo-Con here, Kyle? Let's do it.
Combo-Con!
All right, so we have Combo Con. Today is your last day to qualify.
Last day.
It's the last one. Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Jack Daniels, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack Flavors at your fine wine and good spirits stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters at the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. So our grand prize, which you can qualify for today, listen to this, guys. I mean, this is incredible. Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, and Giant Jenga, and a Gerhard Smoker and 55-inch TV. I keep saying we got, like, at least four regular season home games, maybe two or three postseason home games to go. So you'll be able to use this thing. It is a great, great giveaway. And we do it every day looking for a combination. So, guys, today we're looking for multi-talented people, people that had more than one significant talent. And, you know, we know one here at WIP that has, well, I mean, it's not just multi, it's like four talents. We have, what do we have here? I think we have an all-pro, an actor, a talk show host, and a singer. Let's hear some of this.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go?
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles ball.
The 25, the design rollout by Miller, going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass. And Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
It's like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground.
You? What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly. Cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
The way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in this. Eric Bieniemy, it be a legit threat. A legit threat. Those. I can't even get it out now.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble. Oh, I blew that part.
See, when I say multi-talented, I'm not kidding.
John Ritchie is hugging Hugh right now.
Do you feel accomplished, Kyle?
He should. That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for acknowledging my multi-talents that I have.
The Jim Miller moments was one of my jump out of my chair moments.
Thank you very much, Rhea. And I just want to say it's been a long time coming. I've been working here for damn near 2 years, Joe, and it's about time that you've acknowledged how talented I am. And second of all,
did you guys know that he was an actor? How about that acting you heard?
What was
he? Was an artist.
And second of all,
wow,
I found out that a half a cow is like $2,000. I'm trying to make that happen. I got to get a bigger freezer, but half a cow is $2,000. And I just want to say thank you. But that's what we're looking for today. Today is the absolute last day of Combo Con. So we need everybody to be creative. Come with some creative combos, man, or multifaceted individuals.
People with multi-talents.
Multi-talents.
I mean, not everyone needs to have four talents like Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
I mean, football,
no.
Acting, talk.
Yes.
Which one are you most proud of in that?
Acting, by far.
Yeah.
My acting.
I thought it was the singing.
My IMDb
is like actually impossible
bananas.
To tell that you were acting.
Yeah, because it was like just, did you,
was
that's what I'm saying.
Seamless.
I try to tell Joe that
smooth.
On a day-to-day basis. But he
sorry,
don't.
Sorry,
partner. Because Hugh thinks he actually could have been an actor. I mean, like, full-time.
Listen,
well, yeah,
I'm still waiting. I know that there's a bunch of agents here in the city. There's a lot of work to be had here in Philadelphia as far as movies are concerned.
Well, you need
still
to get that clip to all anyone.
I'm still waiting on the call. I'm still waiting on the call.
Or hears it. I mean, just hearing it, I could tell it was really
I've been
good.
Here for 2 years, and it's just amazing to me, Rhea, that I haven't found an agent yet to represent me
it's
to get
the
me
beard.
Some of this work. Yeah, you think I need
it's,
to shave?
It's the beard.
It's part of it.
No, not shave. Trim down.
Trim down.
Yeah.
You know, Rhea, that's not the first time a woman has told.
Yeah, go tell it.
I see people telling Santa go trim down.
I have no doubt.
But Rhea, it's more.
That's a personal
it's more pointed.
Choice.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? I kind of like the.
I think men look attractive with facial hair, but
yeah,
that's
but
a little.
It's a lot.
But.
It's a little wild. What? But. I
it's
think
a
men
wild.
Look attractive
you know, Rhea,
with facial hair,
I,
but
I like
yours looks
look.
Bad.
No,
she just
I said
that.
I said it's a little wild.
Yeah, bad, wild, same thing. Let's go to Dom in Philly. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on?
Dom,
what's going on?
What's up, buddy? Dom. What are you thinking?
Oh, not much.
I was trying to tell Kyle every year is Super Bowl or bust, but according to him, it's not. Thought I was crazy.
Well, you are crazy. Well, there's something wrong with you, isn't there?
Crazy like a fox.
Dom, you can feel that, but like the years the Eagles were 3-13 when Hugh first got here, like that wasn't a Super Bowl or bust season, right?
Yeah, I could say at the start of every season, Super Bowl bust. Then you adjust from there. You're 3-13, yeah, you know, you're kind of, you can tell. But this year, Super Bowl or bust.
All right, so you got it as Super Bowl or bust, and I think a lot of people are starting to grow to that because they're playing so well. It's like wow, it's becoming this as the season goes. Now, did you go into the season feeling that way?
Oh yeah, this year, yeah.
Every year, the start of every year. What if they had a bad roster? You just would say it anyway.
Maybe it's the green goggles. I don't know. You know?
No, I think that could be part of it. But
that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, they're playing well enough right now that it's obviously justified. All right, Dom, what do you got for us to get qualified here for ComboCon and win a great qualifying prize today? A multi-talented individual. Who you got?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
What an unbelievable answer.
That's a really good one. Are we start off with a guy?
Wait, so what was the...
I thought he was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well... What's his other talent?
Well, don't take all the big ones off the board, bro. Oh,
hey, I do. This is what I do.
Wait, especially paint, over the last and what else did? What else did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What
Leonardo
was his most?
Da Vinci.
Yeah, I said
he
I just
invented.
Asked,
yeah,
okay.
Painting.
Well, just asking
sculpting.
What were his other things?
He did attack. Like
really?
No, he did.
John's
he did it all.
Really,
he
been really aggressive this morning.
Well, you just if you're going to call up
medicine,
with a thing, say what they
no,
did.
No, that's what I'm with you. I was
the medicine
the thing.
I remember the guy with the with all the things going around.
Because
the
first person I thought Leonardo DiCaprio because he's a great actor and he dates younger women.
That's a talent.
It is.
That requires money.
Well. Yeah,
which comes from the acting. It feels like just one talent that he's capitalizing on there.
Yeah, when you put it in that perspective,
money is a talent.
Money does make a talent. Money does make life a little bit easier to live.
Did everyone see The Revenant where he got mauled?
No.
by the bear.
No.
Well, you know that was good? No. What they say in the movie. I mean, you know, and I'm gonna talk around this, so y'all got to follow me.
It was
violated. By the bear.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
I wasn't ready
you
for that.
You just said you were going to talk around
you
it.
Didn't talk around
I didn't
it.
Talk that
around
was that not all. Around.
Well, no.
That was like.
When I say violated, that was. Well, I guess that didn't
yeah,
leave it
that
to
was
a
not,
okay. Could that you leave,
leave
the
that was
talk
not vague.
To Harper,
you did not
to
leave
his mom?
It as vagaries.
Because okay? There's no talking around that.
Hugh, you need a timeout.
I feel.
I thought I did such a good job.
And concerned.
I thought I navigated that one pretty good.
You're going to have to have a talk
no,
during
you
the
said
break.
It out loud.
I think we found whatever. Out today that maybe those four talents Hugh has are the only ones that we got. All right, 215-592-9494.
I was about to
All right, Rhea, thank you
back.
So much for being here this hour. John Rich as well. Next hour.
My pleasure.
We're going to be joined by Mike Quick and Seth Joyner. We'll continue the conversation. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles and ComboCon today? Multi-talented individuals. We're broadcasting live today at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% off all crab fries today. Soul, go to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Chickies at Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online. Chickies at Pete's.com. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey! This is going to be such a fun trip. Eastbound and down, rolling up in trucker. Like true story, real. You don't know this, but every time before, like when I left Georgia.
Yes.
This was the song. When I packed up my truck to move back up here, that's the first song that's playing.
Really?
Yes. And then the second song is by the Wu-Tang Clan called Daytona 500.
Because that's how fast you're going.
I didn't say that, but
yeah, I was thinking
But the song is called Daytona. Like it's certain. Like I have a playlist, a travel playlist.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of songs, but this is the song that starts the travel.
And it's become our unofficial or official yes. song on our bus trip to the Super Bowl when the Eagles
So how many
there.
People will be on this bus?
Well, so this thing, I don't know if you know
they,
about
they
this.
They hijacked my
John,
trip, by the way.
Hugh had an idea that if the Eagles made the Super Bowl, him and Ike would drive there.
Yeah.
But we hijacked the idea, and now we want to take a bus trip of listeners.
I work with a bunch of bullies.
All the way to New Orleans. For
That
the,
sounds awesome.
It sounds one amazing. Toilet.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, Rio.
Oh, that's fine.
See,
I mean,
you can
hold it for some period of time. Yeah. It's a bus.
It turned into a
all-time WIP event. A bus trip to New Orleans?
It turned into the filthy 50.
Hey, the filthy 50, yeah.
Have you guys ever taken a bus trip that far?
I took one from Philadelphia to North Carolina once.
Right. Oh, wow.
That's
about 12 hours.
Yeah, that's not easy.
It's probably only half of the ride to get to New Orleans.
It sucked, and I was like 16. I still remember it.
I've gone Mechanicsburg to Orlando in a bus.
Okay. Oh.
I've gone Memphis to
when
Harrisburg.
When I'm walking in Memphis.
Memphis to Harrisburg was also, I don't know, long.
15 hours?
Many, many
Because you
hours.
Stop at every
Felt
stop.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Greyhound you stop stations. At every little podunk town.
Yeah.
Like, but, you don't just go straight to where you're going. It's like a 20, like a regular 4-hour trip is like a 15.
See, I have a better idea. What
so
you should
if we,
do.
We could just not stop. We could take a bus or
Oh, look
or
at
whatever.
John Wee. Are you going?
Yes.
John wants
I
on the
want
bus.
To. We'll get one. We'll
we only got one
bathroom.
We only got
don't
one
have
bathroom,
to stop.
Though.
We can go wherever we want.
Here was the
we
thought could, process. If we leave Friday evening, right, yeah. after all our shows, but on the bye week before the Super Bowl, we'd get there by Monday to do our shows. Like, we'd have that whole weekend
how
to travel.
How would we be when we got there?
Not great.
You gotta get an RV and you lead the caravan of people.
Oh.
But you travel in an RV.
See, Hugh likes
I
that
love
idea.
This idea.
I love that
but
idea.
But that bus is going to be idea. Rowdy. We want to be on the bus with the people.
Not after about 5 hours.
I do. I would like to be on the bus.
All right, John, we'll reserve your spot. All right, today we're broadcasting at Chickie's at Pizza Southfield for Birds They Have, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% of all crab fries purchased here today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation. Raffle tickets on site, including a 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly, Lane Johnson autograph, Birds Eye, WIP studio sit-ins, and more. To enter, you must be on site. Come on down to Chickie's and Peace today. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second, debating whether this is truly now a Super Bowl or bus season, which would get us to New Orleans in a bus. But, guys, I want to play this for you because Darius Slay said something, kind of caught my attention. I'm wondering if we're all in this headspace or is this a little premature. Darius Slay comparing this year's team to the team that won it 2 years ago. Or won
hey,
the
last
NFC.
One for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team because the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of like carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a team. The defense is a whole tone setter. That's instead of just like the D-line, even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front. But you can see it's kind of like more balanced. Not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way and we all just playing together.
All right, so Slay says this is more balanced. Let me throw this at you, John Ritchie.
We got more playmakers on this defense.
We do.
It's collectively.
It is. Secondary. Collective.
Yes.
Yeah. You got
younger
two
secondary
segments. Yep. Like, if you divided it into three, you got the front, you got the mid, you know, the linebackers, and then you got the secondary. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense that two out of three are better than what they were when we went to the Super Bowl.
Pass rush was better then.
Yes.
It was, the front we don't was have better. A Hassan Reddick. Yeah.
Now but what the was
linebackers
totally screwed,
and the secondary are improved.
Completely screwed in the Super Bowl, negated by the field.
Yes. I mean, slippery field.
You know,
it
you had,
everything.
What, 70 sacks? And then you're, you know, they employed motion against you and you were screwed against that secondary.
So who wins? 2022 Eagles play the 2024 Eagles? Because I think we'd agree across the board this defense is more balanced, right? That seemed like it makes sense. They have a better running back now than they did then. Offensive line is still very good.
This team can be better.
But there is one.
By the time Barkley.
We get to that point,
he's the X factor.
Yeah,
I think
the addition.
We can be better this year than 2022.
There is one element that's different, though.
And Vic Fangio.
Yeah, over Gannon. I like that. I like that one. Would we say Steichen and Moore are washed, or Steichen's better?
Steichen was better for Jalen, I think.
So well,
and
that
the
you,
second year of Steichen
you led
is
me
better
to that.
Than the first year
if
of Kellen Moore.
There is one thing different. The passing game was better 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was better. Mm. Jalen was better. I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe there's room for him to get better this season before we're postseason.
Well, that to me, that's the if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, Riyadh, I feel like that's the missing piece. Over the next 2 months, the passing game needs to clean up the mistakes. That's
it. If you're going to go toe-to-toe with the Lions, you're going to have to.
Yes.
Just because of how much – it's astonishing how much they're scoring.
33 I mean, and a half a
that
game.
That doesn't mean that you have to score through the air if the Lions score through the air.
Yeah, well, you run the game to slow them down. So I do agree with that. But if you get into a shootout,
right.
You know, I need to know that he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, can the Eagles slow the game down and run it against Detroit? Yeah, but if the Lions jump out 14-0, we're going to have to throw the football. Like, that's my biggest concern right now, and maybe thing holding me back the most from saying Super Bowl or bust, is this passing game. Hugh, it just feels sometimes like it's hard for them to throw the ball, and it shouldn't be hard to throw the ball.
Well, it just seems like the passing game just is slow. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Cause I'm
slow
trying to
start.
Yeah, because it's – because I'm thinking about it, and it just feels like initially it's disjointed at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then as the game progresses, it starts to get more fluid,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Because
well,
we
you pump
about,
some runs in there, get the defense back on their heels.
We were talking
not
about
sure
it.
What's coming at them.
We were talking about it this morning, and it's hard to describe how I feel about this offense. And I think that's why it gives a lot of people anxiety. Because when you look at our offense compared to other teams' offense, it just feels like the first quarter, it feels like nobody knows what they exactly want to do.
Oh, there's more cursing done in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, it's
in the first half of games than anything.
It's the biggest lock every Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like you scratch your head.
The Rams struggle to score, though, in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They've been outscored 43 points. Worse than the – I was shocked that there were so many worse
well,
than
Well, then
the
we
Eagles.
Better jump on them Sunday.
Yes.
Because obviously the rest of the game they can score.
And I understand your apprehension about this team and not getting off to a fast start and talking about Detroit getting off to a 14-point lead. But I'm trying to think, who was the best defense that the Detroit Lions faced this year?
Minnesota.
Okay, we don't know. I don't have a measuring stick for us against that Minnesota defense.
What's the best defense we faced?
I would say
the Dallas had a decent line because they started off well.
Yeah.
Giants started off well.
They were pretty decent.
And the Commander like they
Commodores were not
it,
bad.
It actually might be Green Bay.
It might.
You,
yeah, I was thinking back, but the Eagles should have scored 41 on them.
They should have. And when's the next time we're going to see a really big-time defense? Pittsburgh? Like, we might not really have this answer till we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think the Ravens have a great defense.
No, I feel like it's probably Pittsburgh.
And here's the thing is, you want to see the passing game. You want to see it Sunday night. They give up more explosive plays than anybody else in the NFL. So if you would like to see a preview of what you could get out of this passing game, Sunday night would be a really nice time to do it.
I agree with that. That's the one thing, because everything else they got going now. This defense has figured it out. Fangio's put his imprint on it. The young DBs, they just – and obviously the run game is excellent. They need to get the passing game going here, Hugh.
I will say this about this season, and that's why it's kind of hard to gauge what this Philadelphia Eagles team is because we look around the NFC, nobody's who we thought they were for the most part.
Except Detroit.
That's
it. Outside Detroit,
you
Minnesota.
You thought Green Bay was going to be better.
Minnesota.
Shocking.
Came out of nowhere. And it's like, wow, how do you measure? And then our defense.
Atlanta's been better than you thought.
The 49ers are worse than
we thought. And then on top of that, Rhea, we looked at our defense going into this season. And we were like, Vic Fangio is going to make a difference, but how much difference is going to make? They've been much better, so much so that I know some idiot that was on the air for like weeks.
An idiot.
Talking about a stone-cold moron that was on the air for weeks talking about defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Get rid of him?
I don't know. I think he still got a job.
We're trying.
But no, And now you're sitting there, you're thinking
about
it.
Does that mean you thought our defense was luxurious?
No, it's not.
But it's like you have to give them their props. And it starts and the reason why I feel like the defense has gotten better is when you put Cooper DeJean out there on the field.
It's amazing what a difference it's made.
In the secondary, and now everybody's
– got to shut down in Quinyon, and you got Cooper who shut it down
physical.
In the slot.
So much so that when you watch him play, it just – he's starting to make, like, simple tackles look easy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't look – it doesn't look complicated for
him. Well, the one he made on Jamar Chase behind the scrimmage.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Jamar Chase is impossible to take down, and took him out.
He's not a small guy.
The following week, he had, like, 228 yards, Jamar Chase. But against him, he had nothing.
It's incredible.
And Cooper's not a small guy.
No, he is not.
He's not a – like, we get that, you know –
it's deceiving. You look at him because he's such a baby face. You think he's 12.
I really like the exciting whites. I really, really do.
I knew you would love the exciting whites. Did you see the T-shirts?
But I like the internal rhyme there.
Exciting whites.
That's called assonance. Yes. That's like Eminem's really good at that.
That's what you are.
Assonance. Internal rhyme.
WIP is assonance. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what are you thinking, buddy?
Well, real quick, the key to the one bathroom in a bus thing is knowing where all the rest stops are. So
you just gotta plan it out.
You can hold it.
Jeff, as a truck driver, I have them all listed on every highway that I get.
Very smart.
This is why we keep you around, Jeff, for logistics.
Yeah. How do you qualify as an exciting white? You just have to be white
and exciting. Yeah,
and exciting.
You're an exciting white.
I don't think I was exciting.
You're an interesting white.
Yes, John is an interesting white.
You're an interesting.
There is a difference. You're right, because I wasn't excited. You throw it his way, and then it's like,
When your head was bleeding, it was exciting.
I guess, yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
We keep chipping away at this guy that's talking about defense as a luxury. He's still hanging in there, but.
That guy right there, man.
What a joke. I mean, that guy's
never going to learn.
Okay, so, Joe, when you say Super Bowl or bust, I initially said yes, but then Kyle talked me out of it. Because.
Badgering the witness.
That is a terrible producer.
No, he's good. He's a great producer because
Kyle's an idiot.
It's not Super Bowl this year or we're done. This team's got a 2 or 3, maybe even a 4 year window with the once they sign Saquon. I'm like, all right, we're definitely this is it. Like we should be going to the Super Bowl because as a competitor, you always think you're going to, but then halfway through the year, you realize you're not. Talented enough, but that's not this case.
Jeff, in the offense, you mentioned Saquon. There's not one player that they don't have under contract next year that's of note. Like, everybody's back next year. Now,
Zach Bond,
the defensive side. Bond and Sweat are the two, and Milton Williams.
I wanted them to sign him to an extension mid-game last Thursday.
They can't let him get away. we can't do the roulette thing in linebacker again. Just re-sign. No. But for the most part, like, of their 22 starters, 19 are under contract next year, so they should have a run next year again.
And that's the surprise of this year to me is how good this defense has come together recently in the first 10 games or whatever. Like, I didn't expect them to be that good, but they are. And you don't have to worry about Fangio leaving after this year, I don't think.
Because he's old.
Not going to go to a head coach. Yeah, he's not going to.
I agree. Yeah,
he's Jim Johnson.
This feels like his last stop. Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm saying it's not a bust, but I do expect them the way the league has laid out this year, the way everyone's playing. I do expect them to get to the Super Bowl, and I think they can beat the Lions. I can't see them not beating them. And you're right. I think
you've seen the Lions dominate. I mean, if the Lions get out in front of anybody, they can hurt you.
And it
did help their opponents that their best pass rusher went down with a broken leg. But I don't know. You add Za'Darius Smith. He looks like
it'll
he's
be
fitting
interesting
right
going,
in.
They did lose their linebacker. Is it Alvarone?
Anzalone.
But it's a broken arm, and he'll be back in six weeks.
Yeah, so when we see him. Yeah, they'll be back. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, guys, we do have Combo-Con here to set up.
Combo-Con!
Can we get to Combo-Con here, Kyle? Let's do it.
Combo-Con!
All right, so we have Combo Cut. Today is your last day to qualify.
Last day.
It's the last one. Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Jack Daniels, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack Flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters at the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. So our grand prize, which you can qualify for today, listen to this, guys. I mean, this is incredible. Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, and Giant Jenga, and a Gerhard Smoker and 55-inch TV. I keep saying we got, like, at least four regular season home games, maybe two or three postseason home games to go. So you'll get, be able to use this thing. It is a great, great giveaway. And we do it every day looking for a combination. So, guys, today we're looking for multi-talented people, people that had more than one significant talent. And, you know, we know one here at WIP that has, well, I mean, it's not just multi, it's like four talents. We have, what do we have here? I think we have an all-pro, an actor, a talk show host, and a singer. Let's hear some of this.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go?
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles ball.
The 25, the design rollout by Miller, going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass. And Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
It's like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground.
You? What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for 100 grand when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
Exactly.
Yeah, cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
The way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in a legit threat.
Those, I can't even get it out now.
I stay
out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see Trump. Oh, I blew that part.
See, when I say multi-talented, I'm not kidding.
John Ritchie is hugging Hugh right now.
Do you feel accomplished, Kyle?
He sure. That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for acknowledging my multi-talents that I have.
The Jim Miller moments was one of my jump out of my chair moments.
Thank you very much, Rhea. And I just want to say it's been a long time coming. I've been working here for damn near 2 years, Joe, and it's about time that you've acknowledged how talented I am. And second of all,
did you guys know that Hugh was an actor? How about that acting you heard?
What was
he was on Office?
And second of all,
wow,
I found out that a half a cow is like $2,000. I'm trying to make that happen. I got to get a bigger freezer, but half a cow is $2,000. And I just want to say thank you. But that's what we're looking for today. Today is the absolute last day of ComboCon, so we need everybody to be creative. Come with some creative combos, man, or multifaceted individuals.
People with multi-talents.
Multi-talents.
I mean, not everyone needs to have four talents like Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
I mean, football, no. Acting, talk. Yes. Which one are you most proud of in that
little Oh, my combo? Acting, by far.
Yeah.
My acting.
I thought it was the singing.
My IMDb
is like actually
impossible bananas.
To tell that you were acting.
Yeah, because it was like just, did you, that's what I'm saying?
Seamless.
I try to tell Joe that
smooth.
On a day-to-day basis. But he
Sorry,
don't.
Sorry,
partner. Because Hugh thinks he actually could have been an actor. I mean, like, full-time.
Listen.
Well, yeah.
I'm still waiting. I know that there's a bunch of agents here in the city. There's a lot of work to be had here in Philadelphia as far as movies are concerned.
Well, you need
still
to get that clip
that
to all anyone.
I'm still
sure
waiting on the call.
Sees that.
I'm still waiting
tape,
on the call.
Yeah.
Or hears it. I mean, just hearing it, I could tell it was really
I've been
good.
Here for 2 years, and it's just amazing to me, Rhea, that I haven't found an agent yet to represent me
it's
to get
the
me
beard.
Some of this work. Yeah, you think I need to shave?
It's the beard.
It's part of it.
No, not shave. Trim down.
Trim down.
Yeah.
You know, Rhea, that's not the first time a woman has told
Yeah, go tell that.
I see people telling Santa go trim down.
I have no doubt.
But Rhea, it's more.
That's a personal
it's more pointed.
Choice.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? I kind of like the.
I think men look attractive with facial hair, but
yeah,
that's
but
a little.
It's a lot.
It's
but.
A little wild.
What? But.
It's
I think
a
men
wild.
Look attractive
Rhea,
with facial hair,
I,
but
I like
yours
wild
looks
look.
Bad.
No,
she just
I said
that.
I said it's a little wild.
Yeah, bad, wild, same thing. Let's go to Dom in Philly. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on?
Dom,
what's going on?
What's up, buddy? Dom. What are you thinking?
Oh, not much.
I was trying to tell Kyle every year is Super Bowl or bust, but according to him, it's not. Thought I was crazy.
Well, you are crazy. Well, there's something wrong with you, isn't there?
Crazy like a fox.
Dom, you can feel that, but like the years the Eagles were 3-13 when Hugh first got here, like that wasn't a Super Bowl or bust season, right?
Yeah, I could say at the start of every season, Super Bowl bust. Then you adjust from there. You're 3-13, yeah, you know, you're kind of easy to tell, but this year, Super Bowl or bust.
All right, so you got a Super Bowl or bust, and I think a lot of people are starting to grow to that because they're playing so well. It's like, wow, it's becoming this as the season goes. Now, did you go into the season feeling that way?
Oh yeah, this year, yeah.
Yeah, what if they had a bad roster? You just would say it anyway.
Maybe it's the green goggles. I don't know. You know.
No, I think that could be part of it. But
that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, they're playing well enough right now that it's obviously justified. All right, Dom, what do you got for us to get qualified here for ComboCon and win a great qualifying prize today? A multi-talented individual. Who you got?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
What an unbelievable answer.
That's
that
a really good one. Are we start off with a guy?
Wait. So what was the?
I thought he was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well. What's his other talent?
Well, don't take all the big ones off the board, bro. Oh,
hey, I do. This is what I do.
Wait, that's paint, the last and two what else? Did, what else did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What
Leonardo
was his
da Vinci?
Yeah, I said
he
I just
invented.
Asked.
Yeah,
okay.
Painting.
Well,
I'm
just
sculpting.
Asking. What were his other things?
He did attack. Like
really?
No, he did.
John's
he did it all.
Really,
he
was really aggressive this morning.
Well, you just if you're going to call up with a thing, say what they
no,
did.
No, that's what I'm with you. I was
the medicine
the same
thing. I remember the guy with the with all the things going around.
Because the first person I thought Leonardo DiCaprio because he's a great actor and he dates younger women.
That's a talent.
That's a talent.
It is
that requires money.
Well, yeah,
which comes from the acting. It feels like just one talent that he's capitalizing
well,
on there.
Yeah, when you put it in that perspective,
money is a talent.
That's money.
Okay, money's
make,
a talent.
Money does make life bit more easier to live.
Did everyone see The Revenant where he got mauled by the bear?
No.
Well, you know that was just no. What they say in the movie. I mean, you know, and I'm going to talk around this so y'all got to follow me.
Uh-oh.
That it was, he was violated by the bear.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
I wasn't ready
you
for that.
You just said you were going to talk around
you
it.
Didn't talk around
I didn't
it.
Talk that around was that not around.
Well, no.
That was like.
When I say violated, that was. Well, I guess that didn't
yeah,
leave
that
it to.
That was
yeah.
not.
Okay. Could you leave the talk to Harper, to his mom?
As vagaries.
Because there's no talking around that.
Hugh, you need a timeout.
I feel.
I thought, hey, Rhea.
I feel
I thought
confused.
I did such a good job.
And concerned.
I thought I navigated that one pretty good.
You're going to have a talk
no,
during
you
the break.
You said it out loud.
I think we found out today that maybe those four talents Hugh has are the only ones that we got. All right, 215-592-9494.
I was about to
all right, Rhea, thank you
back.
So much for being here this hour. John Richards, well, next hour.
My pleasure.
We're going to be joined by Mike Quick and Seth Joyner. We'll continue the conversation. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles and ComboCon today? Multi-talented individuals. We're broadcasting live today at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. 50% off all crab fries today. Soul, go to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Chickies at Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online, chickiesatpete's.com. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.